Yo, what's up? This is Derek. This is the Bariatric Badass Podcast. How the hell is everybody doing? So, I'm putting myself to the test. It's 24 degrees outside right now, and I'm walking. I got about 15 minutes before the storm moves in here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Yeah, it's cold. I'm almost 50 years old, so it's not like I'm some young pup trying to get a good walk in. I often think about sometimes that with everything I've been through, I ran out of my 9 lives years ago. I've had blood clots. And my lungs, of course, we all know about the seizures that I've had. Hit my head pretty hard, cracked my head open, broke my back from that. That's just one seizure right there. I had a Chiari malformation, Chiari malformation. Very interesting condition that went horribly wrong. I mean, my brain swelled up to the size where I was probably days away from, I guess, a stroke. I don't know what was going to happen. I just know that my brain was swelling because of the procedure. That same procedure, I bit my tongue in half pretty much, where I was unable to drink or eat for I don't know how many days it was. God, the snow is fucking deep in Utah. I just remember being at my dad's. I think it was probably 4 days that I went without water and food because my tongue was just so infected. And I had to go up to my neurologist where he cleaned my tongue out. It hurt like a son of a bitch. But after that, this is before surgery, of course. After that, I chugged Gatorade and water like it was alcohol. It's a beautiful thing. Every single bit of me needed that hydration is a beautiful thing. What else? Hell, I could go on and on. Right now, I can't think very straight. I'm fucking hoofing it through snow. I often wonder what if? What if? I always think that. Like, I've been through shit. In my opinion, I'm a burden to a lot of people. I'm a burden to my extended family. I'm a burden to my work. I'm a burden to my family. Sharice, God, she's such an amazing woman. But what if I could fix that? What if I could have the mental health capacity to fix that just wretched problem in my head? I don't want to give up. I got people that love me, people that depend on me, my kids depend on me. Every time I get home from work. Even if I'm not getting home from work, I get home from the store, and my daughter Skye is waiting on top of the stairs. What if I could fix that in my head? Whew! I almost slipped. What if I could fix that? That 1% chance that I could fix that fucking wretched problem with my mental health? What if I could fix it? And I was successful, and I could tell my story, and people could hear my story. People who struggle with the same mental health problems as I do can hear my story and be inspired to say, what if? I am finally home. Snow's deep. It's getting cold. I love you guys very much. Please comment, like, and subscribe to the podcast. I would really appreciate it. Love you very much. Take care of yourself. Sure as hell, take care of each other.